The thing about mascots is that Native Americans have been opposing these since the beginning of time. I see a lot of people commenting, and a lot of people will say that, why are you guys just now bringing it up? And there's something in this whole event that goes to say that is that every time the Native community spoke up, we was never heard.
Charlissa Santio is a member of the Ute Tribe here in Utah. She recently teamed up with Mallory and Michaela Rogers to advocate for proper representation of Native American culture, including the elimination of Native American mascots. Mallory Rogers started an online petition that calls for the Davis School District to change the Bountiful High mascot to something other than the Braves. While there are people in the community that want to have this conversation, others don't believe it's necessary.
I feel embarrassed about the things that went on during my time there. I feel embarrassed about the cultural appropriation that I participated in and the fact that I never received a thorough education on Native American history and culture. I had no idea what I was doing was wrong. You know, during my time there, I was trying to look like a Native American.
As an alumnae of Bountiful High and of Navajo descent, Cynthia Sharma says she did not really understand the problem at the high school or in how people treated her until she was in college.
Nobody knew the significance behind it. So everyone did it and nobody knew. And problems that I saw personally was when I was in high school, people would point to women paintings, murals on the walls or things like that of Native Americans. And they would point to me and say, "Look, that's you. That's you. That's your culture, right? You're the feather. You're that feather that thing represents."
Despite the controversy, pressure from the public has led conversations to begin in the district about making a change. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.